Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about making marriage simple as you focus on what matters most in every pillar of intimacy.
And there's a quote from Robin Sharma that talks about simplicity, and he says, "Never overlook the power of simplicity." And I think as we talk about marriage, there's a lot of value to thinking through your marriage and making marriage simple again. And that's what we're talking about in today's show. But first and foremost, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And the reason that we do this is so that you can hear from other couples that are having breakthrough, other couples that are taking action, and hold on to their story and make it yours.
Right? And hey, if you have one, share it. Mm-hmm. We want to hear it. It's why we do this, is because we want to just encourage others, but we want to hear your story. So again, hey, hit us up, hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com, or you can call or text us at 858-876-5663.
So this hug starts, "In your podcast, I found real people talking about real things that really happen or go through our minds, whether Christian couples admit it or not. I heard things that called me on the carpet to be better and to change. I heard things that explained why I felt the way I did or why I didn't feel I could talk about certain things. I started making some changes in my behavior and my communication, and to be honest, my attitude. I was seeing things shift a bit for the better. I ordered the Six Pillars book and read it quickly. My husband was noticing changes. I told him about the book and the podcast, and he was so excited. He wanted me to keep sharing with him about the things I was doing and had noticed some of the changes I had made. He became your biggest fan.
Amen.
He asked to read the book when I was done.
Love it.
I thought I heard angels sing. He is now almost finished with the book, reading a chapter a day. And aside from his Bible, he doesn't really read books.
Mm.
Today, he asked if we could read it together when he's done and discuss it as we go through it. What? I said yes, very excitedly. I can't begin to tell you all the lessons I've learned from your podcast, but one that sticks out to me was an email from a guy that said something to the effect of, the biggest enemy of a great marriage is a good marriage. I want to have a great marriage."
That's right. I love it. Hey, and for those of you who haven't picked up the Six Pillars of Intimacy, go grab it. Go grab it. You can go to sixpillarsofintimacy.com. Right now, at this point in time, it's going to take you right to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pick it up, the soft cover, paperback. You can pick up in Kindle. And you're also going to see right now, got released last week, the Six Pillars of Intimacy workbook. So you can get both of those. You can read the book, and then go through the workbook. And we have questions in there, questions that just break down every chapter for you so you can expand.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, as we're talking about today, how do we keep our marriage simple, though,
mm-hmm.
through all that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Tony and I had the privilege over this last week to attend not just one, but two weddings, literally within 5 days of each other on both coasts,
yep.
which was a super fun experience. One was on the beach here where we are in San Diego, and super simple. It was the pastor, the bride and groom, the photographer, and me and Tony.
That was it.
And the other one on the East Coast, there in Henderson, North Carolina, the daughter of some dear friends of ours got married, and Tony actually had the privilege to co-officiate that wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And what was so neat about this wedding was
Which was amazing.
Well, yes. First of all, it was amazing to see Tony co-officiate that wedding. But what was so special about this couple getting married is that they actually attended, as a dating couple, they attended the One Extraordinary Marriage conferences in Henderson, North Carolina in 2019 and 2020.
That's right.
And, you know, as we were looking at, you know, just talking about looking at these weddings and looking at what they'd done, and, you know, they couldn't have been more different. Clearly, coast to coast, weather was very different. There was actually snow in North Carolina. So all of you that know how I feel about the cold, you know that if I was flying out to the cold for a wedding, there's a lot of love for this family.
We got to drive in snow. It was actually,
it was an adventure.
It was an experience. I think that was the first time I've driven in snow in 19 years.
Yeah. But, and yeah, we won't talk about the first night that it was cold and snowing and you overshot the intersection. Remember when we were leaving the church and you like just kept driving and you're like, I'm like, I think you need to turn left there.
Well, because there was no lights and I couldn't see in the defrost on the car we had picked up. I just couldn't see. It was weird.
It was a moment.
The grandmother of the bride, her and her son were behind us, and then they're staying at the same hotel as us, and made mention to Elisa the next morning of how we overshot that turn.
Yeah, it's okay. We're all good. It was just a little bit of an adventure. But, you know, as we looked at these weddings, right, they're, even though they were so different, you know, in terms of size and location, all these kinds of things, they had a couple things in common, right? There were couples who loved one another, mm-hmm. who had hope for the future and this desire to build a life together. And, you know, at the onset, when you're standing there saying your vows, it all seems pretty simple. Like, we got this, right? We love each other. We're going to build this amazing marriage. And yet here, Tony and I are 25 years later, mm-hmm. right? Done a little bit of life in this thing called marriage. And, you know, as we sat there on the plane on the way back, I just got to thinking like, when does that get lost? Right? When does that intentionality fade away? How does that happen when we become more concerned about the to-dos and the have-tos and less concerned with the different pillars of intimacy? And that's something that we've navigated ourselves, because I remember as I looked at that, these couples getting married, I remembered back to our wedding planning, right? And the back and forth, all the conversations about, you know, who's going to be on the guest list and what are we going to serve? Like, Tony's dad had to have prime rib. Like, I remember this conversation.
Wow. I don't even remember that conversation.
Well, because your dad wanted prime rib at every special meal. So like, but.
Did we have prime rib at our wedding?
We did have prime rib at
our wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I remember all the conversations about the guest list, because your mom and dad wanted to invite like everybody that they'd ever been invited to a wedding to. And so your dad had a guest list of about 300.
Well, yeah. I mean,
on his yellow legal pad.
Yes. On his. He had to invite all of his Italian buddies and all of those folks.
We didn't. But that was his.
Elisa put her foot down.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know these people. We're not. But I remember trying to coordinate, you know, the flights and the hotels, because all of my family was coming from out of town. And I remember the conversations about the dress and trying on the dresses. And I remember Tony and I actually being in I'm sure it was a record store. As I was writing this, I put music, but it had to have been a record store. We were trying to figure out what our first song was going to be.
Oh my gosh, that record store was in Palm Desert.
Yeah, like I remember sitting down. Oh, yes. Like I remember there were so many things that we had conversations about and so much intentionality. And I'd like to tell you that they were super, super important. I'd like to tell you that it was worth all of the angst and all the complications of all of the family and back and forth and things like that. And I will tell you, they made for a beautiful wedding day.
Oh, yeah.
But those things... And all of the complications and, well, this family member wants this and this one doesn't want that and we've got to have this. They didn't actually make our marriage any simpler or any better, because it was all about just being all wrapped up in that one day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we start to look at where a marriage goes and where it gets complicated. I mean, I think for some of us, our marriage gets complicated in the planning the wedding, right? You start to see all of the emotions come out. What does that look like? And, you know, when I wrote the six pillars of intimacy, I actually addressed the wedding on pages 28 and 29, because there is all this focus leading up to the wedding, you know, the colors, the cake, the food, the dress, the venue. Yeah. And literally we were just all in this last week. And you get to this place where you spend all this money and all this time because one day has to be perfect. And we asked you guys, you know, recently on Instagram, we said, well, how much did you spend on your wedding? And, you know, there were things anywhere from $1,000 up to $35,000. I think the smallest one was maybe $500. But a lot of people were in that $10,000 range. And we're living this right now because a friend of ours is actually planning her wedding. And
yes.
So we're hearing about venues and all-inclusive and costs and things like that. But she shared something with me as she and her fiance are preparing for their wedding. And she said, you know, I've actually spent some time here after we got engaged talking to other brides and, you know, what they've gone through. And I've asked them, if your family wasn't paying for your wedding,
mm-hmm.
would you have still had the wedding day that the two of you planned or that your family's planned? And she said, Elisa, you know, 9 out of 10 of them replied, I would have made it much simpler. It would have just focused on us and the people that we really needed or wanted to be there. And I have to say, you know, when she said that, it just got me thinking. What do we do in our marriage? right? Do we focus so much on the externals and making sure that we look good, that we forget to keep the relationship between the two of us simple and focus on building intimacy over the years with our spouse? And guys, this is a question, like I'm putting this question out because I was confronted with it as I was preparing for the show. Because I will tell you, there have been times in our marriage where I've been so focused on the externals and whether it's getting approval from other people or being liked by people or doing things with other people, that I have most definitely thrown the intimacy, specifically the emotional, recreational intimacy in our marriage under the bus with Tony. Right? Do we get so busy keeping up with everyone else that our marriage becomes so complicated because we aren't focused on us?
Mm-hmm. And I think more importantly, in the last 5-10 years, with social media, we all look at it. We all see somebody else doing. We always see couples that are doing other things, trips, or just even going out on date nights, or what, you know, you see that. And I think even for us, there have been times where personally, my thoughts have wandered. Mm-hmm. And they've taken me into places where I'm like, well, we don't have a good marriage. Our marriage isn't great. What are we doing? And I forget that Elisa and I, we have our own marriage that journey that we're on, just like you guys do. So what's it for you? Mm-hmm. What's it look like to take your marriage and make it simple in a way that allows you to have the extraordinary in your lives?
Yeah, because simple doesn't have to mean that you're not extraordinary. Right. I want to be real clear here that sometimes when we subtract things or when we get laser focused, it doesn't actually make something less than. It can actually make something more than. Making your marriage simple, focusing on the two of you, can actually bring a depth to your marriage, a depth to the relationship that you haven't had when you've been focused on all of these other things. And I speak from experience. When I focus on all the externals and I don't focus on what's going on between me and Tony, then what we have here doesn't work so well.
And I know some of you are probably going, but we have kids and we have work and we have businesses and we have in-laws and outlaws. We have friends when we have this going on and that going on, and we live full lives. Totally understand. So do Elisa and I. Mm-hmm. And yet, how can we bring ourselves to a place where we can get to the simple, so that way we can take the six pillars of intimacy and use them so that way we can continue to expand our marriage.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, and we have a bit of an interesting place now because we've been podcasting for 12 years now. We've seen our kids grow up. We've seen businesses come and go. We've seen family members pass. We've experienced a lot. And there's something about making sure that Elisa and I are on track together, because that's what's going to allow us to live a marriage that's going to last 50 years, mm-hmm. 60 years. And I want to say this too. A number is a number. It doesn't mean the quality of a marriage you have. Some gentleman came up to me the other day and made mention of, oh, well, what do you know? You've been married 25 years. And I looked at him and I said, well, sir, how long have you been married? He goes, well, I've been married 45 years. And I said, well, how have those years been to you? Well, this. And he was just sort of grumbling about it. And I said, man, when I'm at 45 years, I'm believing that Elisa and I are going to have such a depth of our marriage that there is no grumbling going on, because it's not about a number. It's about the quality of those years that we get to spend together. And there are times and there are seasons when getting back to simple allows us to have that quality that we need to withstand everything else that's going on around us. Doesn't mean we don't address everything around us. There's things that are happening constantly.
Right.
And yet, how are we getting back to that place where it's just me and you, you and me, going to make it through?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we want to address that with all of you, and we're going to do that right after this break.
Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 Face Topical Supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 Eye Supplement helps keep the under eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
We're back, and we're talking about how to make marriage simple again. And I want to say from the get-go that it starts with a shared foundation. I think looking at these two couples over this last week, getting married, and just remembering, you know, kind of what those early days look like, and remembering that, you know, two people come into a marriage with your own ideas on marriage, right? You've had your own role models on how to do marriage. And I will tell you, I've done enough coaching sessions over the last 9 years that I've been coaching to know for sure, 100%, you always come into marriage with your own baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys know I don't use always. In fact, I had a coaching client call me to task last night for using the word always in a coaching session. So my coaching clients have permission to do that. But everyone comes in with their own baggage. And so when you get to this place of saying, okay, we're going to build off the same foundation. And we're hearing so many of you that even if you're 20, 30, 40 years down the road, you are picking up six pillars of intimacy and you're making that be the shared foundation, that shared language, that shared understanding of this is what we're building,
mm-hmm.
right? You get the concept of the six pillars. And so you're like, oh, okay, this is the language that we've been looking for. Instead of playing this tug of war, we're actually going to build together, hand in hand, using tools.
When I got to co-officiate this wedding, I was privileged to speak into this newlywed couple that before they said their vows and their I do's, I had the opportunity to speak something over their life.
Mm-hmm.
And as I stood there and I looked at them, the thing that popped into my head, and I want you guys to remember this, and no matter where you are in your marriage right now, when you said your I do's, as we shared in this episode at the beginning, all the wedding stuff, all that to culminate on that day where you said your I do's and you got to kiss one another as husband and wife. And I looked at this couple and I told them through thick and thin, you're on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter what may be going. Doesn't matter if you're in the valley right now. You're on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you're on the top. Like you've summited Everest. You're at the top of whatever that top is for you guys. You're on the same team. And if you guys can do that, and if we can do that, it's amazing what's going to happen in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
You add the six pillars of intimacy to that. It's radical what can happen. We did an episode some time ago, episode 506, Marriage is a Team Sport. I'm going to put the link to that here in the episode notes for you guys. But think about that. When mm-hmm. you think about making marriage simple again, what does that look like? How do we get back on the same team together
mm-hmm.
so that way we can have the extraordinary?
Yeah. And when you marry a strong foundation with intentionality, which is the second point here about being intentional, then you get into this place where literally the extraordinary starts to happen. The magic starts to happen because and I shared in the book, I fell into this trap. I won't put it on Tony, where I expected that because we'd set our I do's, our marriage was going to be simple, right? Like we got this, we love each other. We got married. We're building this life together. No, because we weren't intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I just assumed that because we had gotten married that Tony would tolerate anything, like anything from behavior to schedules or whatever, that he would always be there, that he didn't need as much attention now, as much focus because like we were married. I could go, you know, work my career and I could go build this and I could spend so much time focused on I just assumed that. But the truth of the matter is that after the I do's, after the wedding, after all of that planning and intentionality for that day, the intentionality doesn't stop with the honeymoon. In fact, intentionality is needed more in your marriage the longer you've been married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The intentionality is needed more in your marriage between husband and wife after you have kids, as those kids grow up, as they move out. I will tell you, I'm working with, you know, so many couples now who are getting, either have just crossed that line into empty nesters or are getting close and can see the empty nest line in front of them. And there is this awareness that maybe we haven't been as intentional as possible. And I want to tell you, part of keeping your marriage simple and getting to that place is asking the question every day, what can I do to build my marriage today?
Intentional, done on purpose, deliberate. We tend to use the dictionary to get the meaning of a word. And I just want to say that, because this is something that Elise and I have believed in for years and even have said it often. How are you being intentional and how are you taking action? Mm-hmm. But the intentionality is what's done on purpose. What are you doing deliberately in your marriage?
Mm-hmm. You can't be extraordinary and not be intentional. Mm. Like, I'm just going to tell you, you can't, if you want to have an extraordinary marriage, the only way to get there is to be intentional. It won't just happen. It's not a spontaneous occurrence. Right? With a shared foundation and intentionality. And the third thing that you need to do is that you need to give the gift of your time. And your time to your spouse is a gift wrapped up in the prettiest ribbon. We're not talking gift bags here. We're talking like you actually put it in a gift box and you put a ribbon on it and you handed it to your spouse. And let me be real clear here. I'm not saying you need to spend 24 hours a day with your spouse. If Tony and I spent 24 hours a day together every day, we'd probably both go crazy. We love each other. We love spending time together, but we need our own individual. It's why our home has two offices, not one.
That's right.
Because that much space together, no. And when you're with your spouse, be fully present. And for all of you right now that are saying, but Elisa, you don't know what's on my schedule. You don't know how demanding my kids are. You don't know. I'm just going to tell you to stop it. We've had little kids and we've been intentional. We've had careers and we've had businesses that have been demanding on our time. I will tell you that if you give your spouse even 5 minutes, guys, 5 minutes of dedicated time every day, you will see a shift in how simple your marriage gets, because sometimes all your spouse needs to know is, do you see me? Will you give me your attention and intention? Marriage is not that complicated. I know a lot of you are facing stuff right now. I know there's a lot of junk. But can you get to a place of a shared foundation? And it doesn't matter how long you've been married. You can always introduce a foundation. You can always choose to be intentional about your actions. And you can always choose to give the gift of time. Those are choices.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not skill sets. They become skill sets when you practice the choice over and over again. But it starts with a choice.
Yeah, and I want to share. We started off this year with episode 684, Cast Your Vision to Make This the Best Year Yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've listened to it, you may remember that we were really saying, how are you taking your six pillars?
Mm-hmm.
And you're casting that vision for your marriage. As we enter the second month of the year, there may be a lot of things that have already been added to your plate. And you listened to that episode and it was just like, oh, thank you, Tony and Elisa. That was great. And moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to go back and listen to it. I'll have it here in the episode notes for you, or just go listen to 684. But I want you to think about something. To make your marriage simple again, what is one thing?
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing you can do for the next 30 days when you look at your six pillars of intimacy? What is that one thing you guys want to do? Because I believe sometimes we put so many things on our plate that we lose focus.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose the desire to even do it. Because we're like, well, we got this and we got this and we got this. And one of you is like all gung-ho and the other one's like, man, this is so much. I feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the one thing? For Elisa and I, I'm going to just share this. Sundays after church, we do our coffee breaks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing that we're really diving into. Because that allows us to look at all our pillars. It allows us to know where we're at, from our schedule to our sexual intimacy, to our physical intimacy, emotional intimacy. It's 30 minutes. For us, that's a huge time. Like we know, and we spend a lot of time together because of One Extraordinary Marriage and interviews and talking to you guys on Take Action Thursday or doing the podcast together. And yet for me, for my marriage, that coffee break for 30 minutes, wow, what an impact it has. And we got back to that place of just going, this is what we need to do to keep our marriage simple, but have massive breakthrough.
And it's going to be different for every one of you.
That's right.
It's going to be different. But here's the thing. If you'll notice, there are 6 pillars of intimacy and there are 12 months in a year. That means that it works out really nicely for all you math people, that you can really focus and go through each one of the pillars twice in a year or once every 6 months, however you want to like wrap your head around that. But I will tell you that when you're intentional, when you use that as a shared foundation, when you're getting to this place of saying, what are we going to do? Instead of throwing up your hands and saying, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? You look at one another and you say, what can we do? And you start taking action. I just want to remind you that sometimes things feel complicated because we aren't taking action. Because we're waiting for the answer to miraculously just drop out of the sky and, you know, plop in the middle of our marriage, our relationship. I will tell you, the miracle often starts to happen when you take action. You want it to get simple, you start taking action. As I told a coaching client the other day, you have permission to step in the direction you want your marriage to go. You actually don't need, I will tell every single one of you, you don't need permission from Tony and I to make your marriage simple again. You don't need it, but some of you actually need to hear that you have it so that you'll go do it. We're telling you this year, make your marriage simple again. Like Tony said, figure out that one pillar that you need to take action on over the next 30 days and go do it. Then share your hug about how it worked. Share your hug about how that breakthrough, share the hug about like the hug that I actually shared with you guys today. She started listening to the podcast. She started changing how she showed up. She changed her attitude, you guys. It's a big thing. I just told my 16-year-old about changing her attitude. Starts even with the kids, right? Her husband said, what are you doing different? And then he got excited. Y'all can do the same thing.
Oh, this is good stuff. Wow. You know, we're truly honored and blessed to get behind these microphones and just share with you guys about marriage. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. From talking about sexual intimacy to just talking about making your marriage simple again. And what does that even look like? So we thank you. We thank you for giving us the privilege to speak into your life and into your marriage. Because here at One Extraordinary Marriage, what we do is to impact one couple. And I'm praying and we're praying that one couple was you today. So go out there. Go make your marriage extraordinary. Love you guys. We'll see you next week.